All right, good.
Blog Talk Radio.
And I see that Kavita's still there.
The doctor is in. Well, the doctor is in.
You can't.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about that, folks. We have...
Oh, boy. It's been a day.
We think we're overcoming stuff, but don't... Everybody hold tight. We're gonna make
I've got
sure.
to try and remember where I was.
Yeah, you might want to. We don't even know who's going to be next.
Kavita was 516.
Let's see. Have to op check it first. Hey, stand by, everybody on hold. I'm not going to connect to anybody until I know that the timing is right. So I'm going to call in myself. Ah, that was good.
Just hang in there. We're coming on back, Kavita. You'll be the first one contacted.
And for those who are old enough, we're being the Keystone Cops tonight.
Yes.
Hang on. Speak.
Okay. I am. He's wanting me just to talk.
I got to do one more operational check. Sorry, folks. I got to jump in. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, Jim. How you
Goodbye.
Doing?
Everything's 100% perfect.
All right, we're good to go.
Crystal clear. I think we hammered all this shit out. It's no big deal. It's only 15 minutes to the hour. Hey, what
yeah.
the hell? Anyway, all right. All right. Kavita's also here.
Hey, Kavita. Have
well, that's
you...
cool. So she was able to see, she's not just on Blog Talk. She was able to watch us on Facebook, probably cursing and throwing things and getting angry and beating on keyboards and getting pissed off at
I
the internet.
I have lost my train of thought, Kavita. Can you think or remind
well,
me
you...
on the phone? Is she on the phone?
I'm going to. If you can hang on there, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. That is about a check, too. It's kind of cool. All right. Here we go. You ready? Drum roll. Kavita,
hi,
you're
back.
Hi.
Yes.
How are things?
Hi.
Things sound a lot better now?
Yes, it's much better. Thank you.
All right, we're rocking and rolling. We hammered out the second, but hopefully the final product.
Okay, I remember I was saying that the next few months, remember, the end of the year is coming up fast.
Yeah.
That you are going to use this time for organization, decluttering, what else? I forgot what else was in the list.
Yeah, I don't know. You can a lot of stuff.
Getting yourself ready for the beginning of the new year. And this is also a time of you bringing your work forward. And I was saying to everyone what a fabulous artist you really are. So
it may be time
that you stop keeping your light under a bushel basket, if you remember that old saying. And so I think it would be a good time to now to be in preparation for the rest of the year. I do see an upcoming trip tentatively for you. And I think it'll be very lovely if you are able to go. Now, on this one, again, I do see the strong potential for you to meet somebody that will really attract you. And he also. Now, I was giving a little speech to keep from us having nothing but dead air while Jim was doing technical things. And I wonder if you caught it, that when there is somebody in your cards who is coming, you can't just sit there and wait. You have to bring your expansion in while you are also anticipating that new individual entering your life. Now you do what?
Kavita, are you still here? Okay, I just wonder, the Blog Talk is acting like it's possessed by demons.
And it may be.
It may be. You're
yeah.
right. That
so
really weird.
I think that your social circle could maybe use some enhancing, especially over the holidays. There's a lot of different things that could possibly interest you that you could go out and meet other people. I'm also hearing from a number of my clients telling me that they are having a lot of success going out to explore meetup groups of various types. And this might be something that could help to bring some new faces into your life. So all in all, your cards look great for the fall. You are a lady who is, is it not working?
Nope, everything's great, Deb.
Okay. You are a lady who is independent for sure, who doesn't just deal with, you know, a bunch of shallow people. You would rather have a few quality friends. But every now and then it's kind of good to add new ones to the batch. So I just want you to know the new year is going to be really excellent for you. So use this time manifesting what you want in that new year and getting ready. Really,
yeah,
getting
I
ready.
Will.
All right, what do you got? Yes.
No. Sorry, we got I have to go with this. It came up twice. The angel card reading is Hello from Heaven. Archangel Azrael, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. Now, might not have anything to do with her actual reading.
Do you have loved ones in heaven, Kavita?
Yes, I do. I do.
Well, then,
and have you been thinking about them, or I don't know?
I think they're thinking about you.
Or could be that, yes.
Yeah. So, thank you for hanging in there.
Yeah, thank you for holding with us over this Charlie Fox.
Thank you for the reading.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
you're so welcome, hon.
Yeah, we'll come back again. Hopefully, we won't be all over the place.
Next time, yeah.
Dropping out.
I will.
All right, tomorrow we will be on News for the Soul.
Monday at 6 p.m.
I'd love to do another private reading with you, Deborah.
Well,
I love your private reading. Yeah.
Well, thank
you.
That would be terrific.
Absolutely.
And those
I'll
of
give
you
a
out
call.
There. All right. Thank you, honey.
Roger that. Thank
those
you so
of you
much.
Out there that are interested in doing this as well, remember, you can always go to my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. On there, I think you pick the reading store, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a variety of different readings you can select.
I don't remember either because we don't have to go out there and do it, but it's pretty obvious once you get on the page.
Yes.
Once you get on the main page, you can look around. There's email contact. There's a lot of stuff. It becomes obvious pretty fast.
Now, I had a promotion schedule that I accidentally got pushed to the back burner due to an important death in the family. And that happened, I believe. I was going to put out buy one, get one free. And that will be extended to Kavita and others. But it will actually, if you do arrange a reading, you're going to buy one and get one free. What I'm going to do, though, is actually set up the promotion once our family settles down.
Yeah, it's not going to be tomorrow, but just hang on.
Yeah.
Just chill out.
So in the meantime, if you arrange a reading, you're going to get one free also. All right. So we should move on.
All right. We're going to go to area code 307 with crazy background stuff. Wyoming, 307.
Hi. How are you?
Very good. How are you and what's your name?
I am doing okay, and my name is Alyssa.
Alyssa, you are in Wyoming?
Yes, I sure am.
Beautiful state, but maybe for those who live there, you're like, well, it is.
Parts of it is. Yes.
Go skiing in Jackson Hole.
Yes, and also.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful there. Yep, I don't live there, though.
No.
We got you.
So, Alyssa, tell me what's happening. What's going on? And are you new to the show?
Yes, I am a brand new caller.
Well, we welcome you. You're only a newcomer once. And after that, you're part of our family.
Welcome.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Go ahead and give us some details about your situation.
Okay. Well, I don't even know where to start, but I was just basically wondering kind of about my family life and my love life.
All right. Can you give us a little background
on both?
Okay, yes. I'd say 3.5 years ago, I was in a bad relationship, and he he abused me and stuff. And so I decided I was going to, after that was all over with and stuff, I decided I was going to take a break and not date. And so I quit dating for 18 months just to get, you know, to know myself again, because I lost myself in that relationship.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Makes sense.
Yeah. And so, and then, probably about, I'd say 7 months ago, everything went smooth and my life was going great. I was doing really good. And then about 7 months ago, everything just started falling apart. I lost my job, my house, my son's living with my daughter. And I started dating this other guy, and he was a jerk too, but now we're broke up. But so I was just wondering basically if things were going to start getting better, what you see coming, or.
I know why you laughed a little bit, because I've been there. It's like so ironic.
Well, it's the insane.
Yeah. Like, they just.
Sometimes instead of crying, you laugh. You're like, Jesus Christ, what's going to be
next?
What's going
to
be?
You have to.
Yeah,
you
hope
you
that.
Have to laugh.
Eventually, you figure every time something else goes wrong, you think, is this finally the frickin' bottom?
Or is there
so
more?
So we can start going up in an upward direction, for God's sake? Right.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I want to tell you, I honor you for leaving an abusive relationship. That is not an easy step to take, and it's also a dangerous one.
Yeah, and sometimes it never actually happens when we don't go down that road and talk about the ultimate things, but you're right.
No, but the other thing is a lot of times women just want the man they loved. I was there. I kept giving more chances.
I know, and it's, they should have more.
Oh, 1,000 chances. Yes.
They should have more education on that, because quite often, these end tragically for the woman.
That's
you know, and then it almost did. I had to get reconstructive surgery and stuff, and I ended up, the courts put a restraining order on him. I didn't, and so I ended up having to stay away from him, or I probably would have kept forgiving him, you know. But thank gosh that I just, it was a blessing, definitely. I was guided, and I'm very lucky, you know.
You're here to talk to us. That part's good.
Yeah. Has that first one tried to come back?
Nope. I moved from where I was living, and he went to prison, but he did get out, but I haven't talked to him since, no.
Well, he's probably been told by his parole officer, you best stay away from that girl.
Well, and prison probably, for some people they're okay, some people don't like it, and that probably didn't taste good, so he doesn't want to go back.
I'm sure all of that, you know, I'm sure it was a little, I don't even, now it's so weird, it's only, you know, been 3 years or whatever, but I don't even miss the guy, and so I don't think I really loved him.
Well, you know what, that means that chapter in your book is closed and over with, and that's a good thing. Time to move on.
Yes, it is. Yes, I have.
Jim, what do you got for
Jim,
that?
That's great.
What I got
for you, Alyssa, is good stuff here. First of all, good. Yes.
Yeah, I can't blame her for saying that.
Those two guys are extremely jealous that they didn't get to keep you. So you best not engage with either one of them.
They're not worthy.
Yes,
now,
no, they're not.
Yeah, and regarding losing your home, you lost your job.
Everything.
I mean, it was like a downward spiral, but the good news is I see you on your way up.
It's like your life had just rebooted.
Yes.
Very good.
It's like when your computer crashes, like, oh, there went the abuse guy, there went my job, there went my health, and all. It's going to restart, and all this new shit's going to happen.
I agree with you completely. I don't know that I'd call it shit.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I got to get down here.
Yeah.
I got to get down here in a week.
I'm near sure to come true, and this is a... Go ahead. You talk
first. And my
first.
Son, my son, do you see, he's mad at me, and he won't even talk to me right now. He's 13, but... He don't want to live with me, nothing. And do you see?
Can you tell me why?
Because of the breakup.
It was because of the new boyfriend, I think, that I had. And And I was I got a little off track, I guess you could say, and he is a spoiled kid, and he was used to having my undivided attention, I think, and he didn't have that, and I should have been definitely doing more than I was as a mother, you know. I kind of lost myself in that.
That's quite a revelation on your part.
It is, but also 13 is like the worst possible age to do any kind of tiny mistake as a parent.
Yeah.
They are just they're in that transition period from like a little baby to a teenager who thinks they're an adult.
And they know everything.
They think they're adults, so it's like,
he knows everything. He thinks he does.
Well, absolutely, 100%.
Okay, I got to tell her now.
Sorry.
All right, I want to tell you that he is missing you very greatly. I don't think he's really happy with his choice. And he's trying to figure out how to make things up with you.
Good. I hope so.
So by knowing that, and especially reassuring him, that man is not coming back. Now, you know, remember one thing. Children are extremely intuitive. And he may have sensed something bad about that guy.
Yes, he told me he did. Yes.
In the future, you might try something I did with my children. When the man I ended up, my late husband was with me for almost 20 years, but when he first started coming around, I had a son that was 5, a son that I think was 10, and another one that was 14. And I sat him down and I said, hey, guys, this is a guy that I like, and if you guys don't like him and don't want him around, tell me. And he's gone.
Yeah.
They never did. I was holding my breath, believe me, because I really liked him. And that he actually became a wonderful stepfather to my kids. So, your son.
I should have done that with my son.
Well, you can next time if you need
to. Yes. Definitely.
But there's some kids where there isn't a single human on earth that would ever be able to replace him. So if you give your son that power, you will never have another guy ever again. So they're into it.
Well, that could be. It's a risk.
Yeah, saying if you put that power into them, you could bring Jesus Christ along, and they'd be like, nope.
He's going to be jealous regardless, but the guy was a piece of crap. So, I mean, I could see where he would feel like, he was right.
Well, the other thing you can do, hon, is if your son says, yeah, I don't want him around here, you could say, then you won't mind your mommy being sad all the time, right? And lonely and seeing you maybe cry. So that kind of will be reverse psychology.
Or I may have to get a babysitter then.
Yeah, true.
Well, you don't want to take a babysitter, a 13-year-old, they'll freak out.
Okay.
Do you think I will find a good man?
Well, that's where I was heading.
Ah, here we go.
Okay, here, there's a destination in the reading layout. I use 24 cards.
Dun.
It is called Sure to Come Through.
Dun.
And I love this designation.
Long time.
Oh, for many years.
What is it?
It's called
what
Sure. It's the final trio of cards in the layout.
It's hard to explain. People that are on the radio that can't see, when she lays the cards out, there's different designations, there's groupings, we call them designations.
Mm-hmm.
Each one has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And if you were on Facebook Live, you could actually see it at the same time. And there's one grouping that she says is called
Sure to
Come True. It's a grouping of three cards.
And
it's
the
called
final
Spirit movie. Come True.
Okay. Yeah, it's called Sure.
Sure to Come True.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Well, first, she needs to know that in all my years, I have yet to see something not come true that was perceived from that designation. So this, I think, is really going to fill you with a great amount of hope and faith. At least it would for me. You have a new job is going to open up for you.
Yeah.
All right.
You're like rebooting.
But that's only the smallest significant insight here.
But it's still important.
There's going to be financial security coming to you. But also, you are going to get married. And it's bringing
what?
A very good man into your life. Yes?
She didn't say tomorrow, no, mind
Mm-mm.
you. Relax.
This guy makes mucho dinero. I believe he owns his own business, and it could be more than one business. He's
good. That's good.
Hopefully he doesn't know people.
What do you mean?
That kind of business. You know.
No, it's not business.
Not a godfather, I hope.
No. I'm seeing him kind of like a cattle rancher, or he's owning a business, that is involved in ranching, or see, there's possibilities.
Where would I meet him at? Do you have any idea where I might meet him?
Very unexpectedly. Yeah, so I think you're going to have to let some divine intervention come to play here. But I'm telling you that you have met you've met your quota of jerks, liars, abusers, cheaters.
I would be discouraged to even try for a while. I think she did say she took a break.
Took a break.
I wouldn't know.
Yes.
Blame
and
you.
And I mean, I'm in no hurry again. Like I'm not out there looking for love or nothing. But it would be nice, you know, to have someone.
It would be nice, but you know, it's smart now to be patient.
Yeah, be patient. Let him come to you. You know,
And when I meet him, will I know it's him?
Yes, you will.
They're pretty good about when it's really the one.
It's going to make you want to tap it on his shoulder and say, by the way, we're going to get married, but, you know.
Oh, that works out great.
I wouldn't tell him too quickly.
That's what you want to say.
No, I'll wait a little while for that. Yeah.
No, I suggest, honey, that you call us every now and again, more than.
Okay.
You're a first-time caller.
Yes.
We do shows quite often during the week. Tomorrow's going to be a different – every Monday it's a different – we're on News for the Soul Radio, so you have
tomorrow
to find us there.
Yeah.
Every other day it's the same way, and you're welcome to go and actually encourage to call every single show.
Because every subsequent reading builds on the one before.
Yeah, we're not going to get mad and say, oh, my God, she just called yesterday. No, we love that. It's better. It's better for you and better for us that you call every time you can.
Yeah. So,
I will for sure start calling.
I'm really glad you called. Now Jim's got an angel card.
Stand by for your one. It's a quickie. If an angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. All right. The subject of the angel card reading is breathe. Archangel Raphael, take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns.
That's good.
I think she's already releasing old patterns. She's probably already doing it. Basically, your life is rebooting, and I think that's what he's saying. Reboot your life.
I'm going to tell you the final thought for you, Alyssa. You're never going to let that happen again, ever. Already been through it, been there, done that, got the T-shirt and the hat.
And you can teach others.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And if a girlfriend
I would love to help other people that's been through that.
There was a card in here that came up. Early, but we hadn't talked about it. It was like the counselor card. You can counsel others.
Yes, and I'll tell you.
Yes.
It's in there.
A woman going through an abusive marriage or relationship, they may leave that man. And it could be a man, too, leaving a woman. But sometimes they do it several times in a row. And so many other people around them will say, well, if you're going back to him, I don't want to hear it anymore. That isn't good.
Yes.
That's let them go back, but let them know I'm here.
That you're there. Yes. That's all I needed was somebody just to stick by. But everybody was so sick of it. By the time that they were, and I would love to do that for other women and men or whatever. You know.
Yes, they love the man that used to be.
But at least you understand. Yeah. It's hard for people that haven't walked in those shoes to understand. Right.
Oh,
it is very hard.
Yeah, so you may have friends, even if they're really close friends, they may be like, oh, she's, what is she doing? I'm done with this.
Yeah.
They have a walk in
the
shoes.
I don't want to see, they would all tell me, I don't want to see you hurt anymore. I can't stand to see him do this to you. Or, you know, like they just didn't, and I understand that. Like, I understood, but it was still hard with nobody, you know.
But then they turn around and abandon you. And that's
not
helpful.
No.
They get frustrated and they haven't walked in your shoes. They've never been there.
Yes. Well, okay. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but I really enjoyed the reading, you guys, and I'm going to start listening.
It was okay, and I'm glad. I think you helped through us through our technical difficulties, and we thank you for that.
I think so too. So call us whenever you would like. Whenever.
Thank you.
Call back. Be a frequent flyer. We like it.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well,
hi, honey. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I had to.
I
had to move on because it's getting there.
You know, that girl is going to end up so happy that she'll be thankful.
Oh, she basically hit the bottom.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so bad of a bottom like some people have.
Oh, and I wanted to reassure her, too. I do feel her son wants to come back home. When she reassures him that there won't be another loser.
He's at the worst age.
Yeah.
Age group. It's not 13. It's like it's about 10 to 15. Depends on the person, how mature they are. It's like you can do no right ever on Earth. So when you do one little thing wrong, they're like, But that's the hormones that they have. All right. We're going to area code 779. Going to Illinois, 779.
Hi, Illinois.
Welcome to the show.
Good to hear.
No,
you.
Really. Hi, Illinois. No, you should say hi, worst state in the whole United States.
I don't want to say that because it would offend you because you worship it.
Yes, we know you do.
Oh, yeah. I worship the ground. Yes, everywhere.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Teresa.
I keep having this obsession and, like, these thoughts of a certain somebody who was in my life for a very short period of time, well before I left here. And so you know how you do your Facebook stalking and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm obsessed. And I can't get it off out of my brain.
Do you know him?
Huh? Well, I used to know him. We used to talk, but now we don't talk because when we talked, he was cool and everything was great. And we had this great connection, but then he like left town to move to another state and then he got married. And now I find out he's not married anymore.
Oh,
and I had told him before he even married the chick, I said, this is not going to last very long.
Well, and now he's living the truth of that.
Correct. We're not friends on Facebook or anything. I'm just casually like, I wonder what happened to that person because they popped in my brain and then you know how you go down the rabbit hole? Yeah.
Yes. Have you thought about sending him a friend request?
Yes.
And what would be wrong?
But I don't know
that?
How he would react.
Well,
what's the worst case scenario if you did it?
He wouldn't take your friend request.
Correct.
And then what's the worst case scenario on that if he did? What is the worst thing that would happen if he didn't take it?
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Then it was not meant to be?
If that's the case. I don't know. I'm doing the
correct.
I'm kind of asking. I always tell people, and it doesn't always work. Sometimes people say, I don't know what to do. And you say, all right, look at decision A and look at decision B.
Yeah.
What's the best that could happen? And what's the worst that could happen with each one? Sometimes it still doesn't help. It still sucks. But, yeah.
Interesting. How did your relationship end, Teresa?
It didn't really never was a relationship.
So you never got to that point.
No, because he kind of lied about having the girlfriend, and then as he was leaving, he told me that he was getting married to this woman. That he told me he wasn't. Yeah. Well, wait, it gets better. He told me he wasn't in love with her, but he did it anyways.
Well,
I don't know. I'm surprised you didn't puke when you heard that.
Well, she left him for another guy. That's what I'm getting here. All right.
Well, I can't see her Facebook because she's got it locked down.
Well, he's still angry about it, but it depends on you. Do you want to be his human crying towel and listen to his misery?
No.
Yeah, especially after that lie. Those are bad lies. Those are big lies. Those aren't little white lies.
Yeah.
Correct.
Those aren't like, I can't see it tonight because it's going to work. And he went, and played pool or something.
Those are
big lies.
I worry that he'd do it again.
That's the problem with the big lies.
Yeah.
He seems like, well, I just laugh because I'm like, you know how you just start going down the rabbit hole and you're just like obsessed?
Yeah.
That's how I got.
But you caught yourself because you're calling.
Yes, you are.
Correct.
I really think you're going to get more of the same. I hate to tell you that.
But that's why she's here to find out.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. He's kind of wishy-washy. He's this big personality, but he's super – his nickname is Hollywood.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's not a good nickname for somebody that has a big ego.
But I bet he's really hot, smoking hot. Right?
Well, he's very good looking, but here's the thing. He's very insecure.
Oh.
That's not a – somebody with a name Hollywood should not be insecure.
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't think, but realistically, they're very insecure, especially when they come across people like me who are just, I guess, bull in a china shop.
Yeah. Well,
and you know, girl, when I get all dressed up and I look like I'm dressed to the nines, you know I could just fucking, any man's just going to drop it at my feet, literally.
Yes, you are a, what do they call you, them panty droppers?
Wait a second, not unless she's a thespian.
No, I'm sorry, it's been a long day. I know that you look really hot when you fix yourself up, but I understand your psychology of meeting these guys just as a normal, everyday kind of woman.
Yeah.
So they don't have expectations that you're going to be all dolled up every time they see you.
AC/DC said, I'm hot, and when I'm not, I'm cold as ice.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got both extremes.
Guy, the winning move is not to play.
Yep.
You could fantasize all day till the cows come home if you want.
And she kind of had it figured out.
Yeah.
She did.
But
I just needed confirmation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. She knew, but she wanted backup confirmation.
I was hoping it was going to turn into something. Yeah.
Hello, Ellison from the UK.
Well, hello.
No, because the only thing I really liked is I loved the fact that he had a big personality and we could have fun. We had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody with a personality.
Yeah. But that's like. Yeah. Having a rental car, you know, you got to turn it in eventually. That's not a forever thing.
Yeah, I like that. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, it's a fun. You love
that. That is a really good analogy.
Like, you can jump in that rental car. You can have a lot of fun with it. You don't care how it comes out at the end because you're not living with that rental car forever.
Get a really good ride.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
And maybe someday you want to buy.
Oh, I'm coming in. The 22nd. So expect me to come and be on the show.
That is the exact day we're flying to Minnesota.
Yeah,
the exact same day.
No.
I mean, literally the exact day we will be on a plane.
Are we going to meet each other at the airport then? What time are you flying out?
On the 22nd?
Yeah.
Except we'll be leaving in the morning and you probably come in later.
Damn.
I come in at noon.
I would have loved that.
You guys are terrible. You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls. I love that movie.
Well,
forever.
Well, take care.
Where's my angel card? Because it's going to tell me to take a hike.
I forgot.
Angel card is subject, you are safe. Archangel Michael, and that's the guy to make you safe. I am protecting you against four energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Yeah.
So he's got your back.
Okay, can somebody send me an archangel? Can he just come here? Because I know he's cute. So just send him.
Yeah. And guess what? He's got a really big sword.
Oh, hey. What was that movie? Oh.
Yes.
There was a movie that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Michael. What was that movie?
It was called Michael.
No, there was a different one.
Michael.
He was a badass.
Oh, no.
Next, I'm going to look it up. Next time you call, I'm going to tell you the movie to watch.
Okay, love you guys. Talk to you later.
Oh, we love
bye.
You.
Take care. Yeah, we know. I'll have that movie for you next
take
time.
Take care. Bye-bye,
thank
bye, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. Here's what's kind of funny.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to last caller, 618, same state, except on the south side. 618, Southern Illinois.
Yes.
Right?
Hello. Welcome to the
Hi.
Show.
Is this Amy?
Amy?
Is what? It Amy?
So I guess you called last night.
Oh. This is
Mike.
Amy, right? Mike?
Yep. Yep.
How about that? It's Amy.
Okay.
I had to take my son to the emergency room because he was really sick. And I hit a deer yesterday, too.
Oh, what a day.
And so he was calling to, so he was calling to see if I was okay and if my kid was okay. But the whole time he was on the phone, like, you could just tell he just wants everybody to feel so bad for him, like, his life so bad.
Yeah, he wallows in self-pity.
That's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's like, I haven't had a day off in 2 weeks. I've had to go to my alcohol evaluation. I've had to go to court. And it's like, okay, well, why you called me then?
Right, and never, ever complain to people when you have to do things because of things you did wrong.
Yeah.
Never say, my God. You never say, well, I got to go, I got probation. It's like, you know what? They don't do that shit.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for you.
So exactly.
First, like, you know, you chose that.
Roger that.
How's your son, Amy?
So, he's okay. He's got a viral infection.
Okay.
But he'll be okay.
How old is he?
But he was running, he's going to be 12 next Saturday.
Yeah.
That's at least getting old enough where those things are a little bit less scary.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah.
But it's at 105.3 temperature. Like, I mean, it was
that's why you go to the emergency room. Yep.
Well,
absolutely.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Well,
so I'm freaking out because
what is your
question? I had tuberculosis when I was a little girl.
Oh, no.
You had TB, really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Unpasteurized milk, I guess.
Huh.
Wow.
Well. Does that mean you could never get it again?
I was kind of wondering. Yeah, I got a scar on my neck from it. I was kind of wondering how Mike is feeling and everything. And, like, because he called me and he called me on video and then he hung up.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
That's interesting, too. I mean, yeah, that's a lot of crazy shit going on in the last little while.
Yes.
But the most important thing is that your kid's okay.
Yeah, and hitting a deer can be very dangerous.
I mean, you can all die from that instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in Illinois, so one thing we noticed, I've noticed, because I'm from Minnesota, and I've been to Florida, and I noticed the further south you get, the deer get smaller and smaller.
They do. They're like dogs.
But in Illinois, they're still pretty good-sized deer in Illinois.
A Bambi.
Yeah, but still, Bambi, you know, especially where they would make carpets.
Oh,
right,
and if they get their hooves,
the hooves,
if they get them in the window, they can kill you.
Yep. Well, anyway,
my car is really low on the ground. I drive a Honda Civic, so it's really low.
Yeah, and they pop right out, and you're like, oh, shit.
Well,
Amy, here's what I got for you. I think calling,
while
it's very nice on his part, I think it was an excuse to be able to call you. All right?
I think so, too.
Under your sure to come true, I am seeing that I think the two of you are going to reunite. Not maybe for the long haul, but I see you having a very nice time with him. And please watch your money. All right? It's just a cautionary.
Related or related?
It could be related, but I don't think he needs to steal her money.
Okay,
I
didn't know.
Amy, would he steal from you?
No, he wouldn't steal from me.
He would?
She said no.
He wouldn't. Okay.
She said no.
So watch your money, like at the workplace. Watch your purse. Watch your stuff. Are we done?
Okay. So just lock it up in my car from now on?
I would... Put it under lock and key. Yes.
Okay.
This happens a lot when she does reading. She sees this a lot. And we've all done it. Like, some women are like, I'm an important person. I got to run to the bathroom. I'll just stick my wallet under this piece of paper.
Well, it's keeping everybody to work with honest.
So it's like, just be a little bit extra paranoid, and it'll probably pass. And if you call back, she'll tell you when it passes.
I told you about that JR guy, though, that came back out of 18 years. He's been texting me every morning and all day long and all night long. Like,
well, he's love-bombing.
He texts me good morning.
Yeah.
You what?
Yeah, he's love-bombing you, which is not always a bad thing. Yeah,
it depends, right?
Yeah.
Right, it depends.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's a good man. I really do. You know, but you cannot be his life preserver. He's got to... handle his own, as Jim would say, shit.
Yeah.
So who do you think I'll end up with?
That's a question for tomorrow.
What is that?
These are mine.
Or tomorrow, another day. Keep calling.
Call us again.
First of all, Angel Curvarini might add more mystery to that last thing you just asked.
Yeah.
Archangel Shammai, I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship.
How about that?
Means you don't know which one it is right now.
Yeah.
And like you said, soulmate doesn't mean a husband. It could be just a
I think my brother has a hand in JR, though.
Yes, well, I wouldn't be surprised.
One never knows.
You know, your brother on the other side, he's able to direct the right one to you. So I'm excited.
There was a card similar to that. Yeah. I didn't read it, but I put it away.
I am excited for her.
It was something like that. Yeah. Well, awesome. It's kind of funny because she was in Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Laughing and agreeing with Teresa about not liking Illinois.
Oh, exactly.
It's hilarious. I like it. See?
Yep.
You guys would be best of friends. She lives in Northern Illinois somewhere, and you live in Southern
Illinois
somewhere.
You have very compatible personalities.
You at least have that one thing in common. You guys would be like
FBI.
Yeah. No kidding.
Right. We have to be here.
Yes. Amy, call us tomorrow if you have the chance.
I'll try to.
Yeah, because we got to get off the air.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Love you too. Take care. Right.
Yeah, this show is the... I'm talking about kill us.
Yes.
It's about to end us.
All right.
We're on hold.
Yes.
Yeah, for everybody on hold.
Tomorrow.
We had technical difficulties that we didn't really straighten out till 45 minutes into the show.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of trouble. We were lucky to even get here.
Yeah. But, you know, we do multiple shows the week.
Yes.
Tomorrow, specifically only on Mondays, it's News for the Soul.
Yep.
If you want to do tomorrow, that's where you go.
And that's here on Blog Talk Radio.
Still is.
Or you can go to the News for the Soul website.
Yeah, the website.
If you wish.
They're featured all the time.
Yeah, we have other... We have other shows archived there. But I've got it turned down. I'm ready. We're going to have...